Let's say a word of prayer. Father, we thank you for your word, that it's your word. It's not the word of a man or a woman. It's your word. We ask you to open our blind eyes. Let us see. Help us see what you want us to see and hear what you want us to hear. And we give you all the praise and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. You can open your Bibles to John 3, but we're not going there right away. There's so much. I'm not quite sure how far we're going to get on this, but I have more to share on the Gnosticism and the New Age revival that we're being faced with. And I also want to talk, first, Romans 12, verse 2, we are to present our body as a living sacrifice, holy. That's a word you don't hear too much anymore. Holy, set apart. And then it said, don't be conformed to this world, but renew your mind and prove that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. And what does that all say to me is we need to stay in reality. The matrix is a world of lies. And as we start seeing truth, we have to say, wow, you know, that is definitely not real. And we have been faced with a matrix of lies. And so I want to just give you some tips about how do we deal with the mindset of dealing with the matrix. This is just kind of a quick thing. How do you stay in reality? If everyone is saying the same thing, I don't listen to it.
Right.
That's a program.
Right.
Yeah. Programming. And what's a program? Steps to be followed.
Yeah.
The conditioning, mind control. Ask questions and try to get answers. Today, people do not think and they don't ask questions. And I used to be just like this. I just used to never ask questions. I just thought everybody was good. Wow, you live in a matrix in the church that everything is just, you live in this church world where you serve and then you come to church and you're just, that's all you do is you live in this one building and then you go and you have conventions and then, but you're all talking about the same thing. And when I left that, it was just such a shock to see how bad the world really was and how us Christians just lived kind of in our own little bubble. And the sadder thing is to find people still in it. And you try to explain to them what's going on, and they've been so conditioned and programmed to defend their leader, whoever that might be, they don't ask questions. That's what so-and-so said, so that's what we believe. Well, now I ask a lot of questions, and I do my own research, and I encourage everyone, do your own research. Don't just follow people or politicians. We need to live with the mindset of being set apart. This world is not our home. We're passing through, and we have to know that we are not going away and along with the world. Today, someone sent me some stuff about a doll that's going into, they're changing these dolls to transition, the American doll. And it's just, it's happening so fast. And a lot of this, I want to explain to you why I believe this is happening and what it's really about. We are having a Gnostic revival. And Gnosticism, we talked about last week. Get that. We'll put it in the subscription, the thing below here. If you haven't watched that, watch that, because we're going to kind of do part two. I don't care about what they argue over in politics. I care about what they all agree to. Think about that. What are they all agreeing? What agenda are they all pushing, both sides? What agenda? Follow the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals. The 17 goals, we've talked about those. If you haven't studied it, you need to study it because they're working on them. They are doing a few of them now. Their goal is 2030. This world is controlled by Satan. So when we see anyone propped up and supported by this system, they have sold out in some fashion.
Yes. Yes.
Who's got the big platforms?
Yes.
And why are they having such a big platform? And I just think about the 30 pieces of silver that Judas sold out.
Yes.
The love of power, money, greed. We don't follow big people anymore. Even the talking heads, it's amazing how people will say, and they'll quote what this guy said, Elon said, these people are all puppets for the system to lead and guide for their next agenda, for what's coming next, which is more censorship, I believe. I think that's all I wanted to say. They're collapsing this old world. They are. They're bringing down the infrastructure of the old, and they're bringing in new things. And I've tried to preach on this since, 2015? And it's still, even though it's happening, it's hard to face, because even though we taught on it, it's hard, and you don't know how it's coming. But when you see things happening daily, isn't it just like every single day? So here, John chapter 3, let's look here. And when I was just reading my Bible the other day, this popped out at me, that no man hath ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven, verse 13, no man hath ascended up to heaven. So all these NAR prophets, these apostles, these orange-haired people, these red-haired girls, whatever, their trips to heaven, they're not taking reality trips. They're taking some kind of I don't even know what you'd want to call it, familiar spirits, Kundalini spirits. We're going to talk about that a little bit. I wanted to get into that really heavy, but I'm not going to do that. Just maybe touch on it. But here in verse 7, chapter 3, it says, you must be born again. And read all of this. We don't have time to get in, but it says in verse 16, he loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Why? Because the world's dark. The people running it are from different bloodlines. That's another whole thing. And you have to know that the people that are controlling the world, the kings of the earth, they're coming against the Lord and his anointed. Psalms 2. So think it not strange that they're trying to get rid of Christianity, and they're trying to merge all religions together. So it says in verse 19, and this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. I remember I'd be around my one aunt, and she was a Christian, and I wasn't living for the Lord yet. I didn't get saved until I was 21, I think. And I'd get around her, and I'd get convicted. And you just want to hide, and you don't know what that feeling is. It's just like, because you're not saved, and they're saved, and not even saying anything, you got convicted. I got convicted about being around this, my aunt and uncle. They've all went to be with the Lord now, but that's what happens when people get around you and they know what you stand for. Just your presence convicts them, because they love darkness rather than light, because their deeds are evil. Now, quickly, and I've shared a lot on this, but Jesus warned us of religious deception. And this is how it's coming. The enemy loves to deceive us when we think we're serving the Lord. Well, what Lord? So they come in and they infiltrate. So Matthew 24, take heed that no man deceive you. The false prophets shall rise and deceive many. They shall show great signs and wonders to deceive the very elect, if it's possible. False prophets, false signs and wonders, false Israel, false, yep. Lots of different things. Everything is false. Why? So you put your faith in something that's not reality. I just kind of gave you a little appetizer there for go do that research yourself. But no man hath ascended up to heaven. No man hath ascended up to heaven. So they go, well, Jesus did it, now we all can do it. Well, you're not Jesus. So they go, well, so now there's this worldwide deception of multitudes that a revival or great awakening is here. They're saying it's here. This revival is here. There is a revival, but it's a revival of Gnosticism. And if you don't know what Gnosticism is, you don't know what kind of revival you're in. 2 Thessalonians 2:3, Paul says, there is a falling away or apostasy that will, what? Infect the world? The church. The church. And we're talking now mainstream churches that are preaching things that you would never believe. And I believe that a lot of these platforms, I just heard of someone yesterday, huge, huge ministry, now coming out saying that the Bible isn't so. A lot of these preachers have been well established. Now they're going to bring out their false doctrines. We haven't seen anything yet. So don't follow a man. You're going to be heartbroken, which we all have been. So what is this? It's a turning away from the truth. It's turning away from the truth. And when we were in these movements, and that's why I feel like I have to talk about them, because I was in them, we wanted revival so bad. And if someone would just touch us and we'd laugh. I remember literally being invited to one of the first meetings in the United States by I was best friends with the most famous woman preacher there at the time for many, many years. And everybody that was anybody was at this meeting. And everybody was falling out laughing. And, you know, I submitted to it, and they literally had to carry me home to Joyce's house. And I laughed for hours there. And I say that to say I was in this Kundalini awakening, and I've repented. But I thought it was God, because the people that I knew were in it and told me it was God, and I didn't want to miss out. I wanted to be into everything that God was doing. And I remember there was someone at that meeting that was resisting it, and this person that was doing all this pointed, and the guy shot up in the air and came down and was struck dumb. And I thought, well, that'll show him for resisting the Holy Ghost. That isn't the Holy Ghost. It was a spirit that was not of God that was infiltrating everything. I don't know if it still is. I don't go there anymore, obviously, but I was a part of this. And I thought it was God, and I had these manifestations. And then to find out later, it was a Kundalini spirit. And then I looked it up online, and it was Hindu, and it's people that are not even saved that are involved in this, that are laughing and uncontrollably having the same signs. This is a false signs and wonders. And it's deceived mainline churches. And much division has come over this. Because some people said, this is not God. And the other person group said, oh, yes, it is. And you're just resistors. You're just haters of the move of God. You're just, whenever you come against what's going on, you're the problem. And I didn't want to be the problem. I wanted to flow. And I know a lot of you have come through this, the same thing. So it's turning to what? It was turning to experiences.
Yes.
And we wanted to have that experience. And it was so much fun just to, and then you didn't want the gospel preached. Suddenly you were taken away from the Bible teaching, and you were brought in to a whole realm of wanting to be touched and having an experience. So in Matthew 7:22, it says, many shall say, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, in thy name done wonderful works? They're using his name. They're coming in his name. And he said, depart from me, I never knew you. So when he says, I never knew you, and I'm not the judge. God is a judge. A lot of us were in deception, and I just know God's calling his people out. He's calling us out of deception. As the times get darker and darker, he wants his people not to be deceived. And there is a price to pay. You have to start over. I had to start all over. It was like, I learned all this, and now I have to unlearn it. But it's better to get a new start. It's better to get a new start. In Jude 3, it says, earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered to the saints. What does he say? Certain men are crept in. They're coming into the church, inside the church, to draw disciples after themselves. And then you start following these men, and you want to go to the next meeting, and you want... It's just subtle how it just kind of draws you in. A false sign and wonders movement led by many false prophets. False truth, another gospel, another spirit. The promise of revival is part of the last day's deception. Let me say that again. The promise of this revival is part of the last day's deception. Gnosticism is not new, but it's the new age. The new age is old Gnosticism. The Gnosticism revival, it's Gnostic faith. They give you formulas for what faith is. It's all about knowledge. 7 steps to this. Where's your simple trust in believing in God? It's now all of a sudden you have to go into this elaborate works, and if you don't do it right, it doesn't work for you, and it's your fault. This is Gnosticism. It's not Christianity. But they call themselves Gnostic Christians. So it's a mixture. You have to sort through all this stuff. Gnosticism is a bridge for paganism. Nature worship religion to infiltrate Christianity. What do they say? You must feel. Come and have an experience. You've got to feel the presence. You've got to, if you don't feel it, there's something wrong with you. If you're not having a vision, visitation, something's wrong with you. This is all mysticism. Pagans, what do? They worship more than one god. They worship many gods. But a lot of this stuff, the paganism and the word of faith comes out of material possessions. It's all about what your faith will get you and how many planes these people have and where they live and all that. This is all materialism, and it's Gnosticism. It's not Christianity. Now, God will bless people. I'm not saying that he won't, but it's not the way that they do it and how they do it and how they use people to get where they are. So the New Age is old Gnosticism, and it's a mixture of Eastern mysticism, self-help therapy, paganism, etc. There's so much more. And it's a unity of the world's religions, the world's governments, and their financial systems. And we talked about this last week, and we're seeing this, if you don't want to believe it or not, but they're doing this with our children. They want to eradicate male-female distinctions. And this is part of the New Age. It's androgyny. We talked a lot about that last week. But now we have pastors using the Echo Bible. And this is Interfaith for Sustainable Development. What is that? It's the green compass. It's a green compass to the woke generation. It's ushering in the kingdom of heaven, they say, on earth. Well, Jesus said, my kingdom is not of this world. So this whole kingdom thing is another spirit. A lot of people are deceived into that. So what do they believe? What do Gnostics believe about salvation? Gnostics teach that Christ provides salvation through knowledge. The more you know, that's how you get saved. Gnostics don't seek salvation from sin. That's why there's not teaching on holiness and separation and repentance. They don't teach that, but from ignorance of spiritual realities. They want you to know the realities of the spirit realm. Not about how to live right, do right, present your body a living sacrifice, separated and holy. And why do I say this? Because this has come in the name of Christianity, but it's not. It's not Christianity at all. It's the old Gnostic Gospels, the Gospel of St. Thomas, many other ones. We talked about St. Thomas. We might hit that real quick here, but this ignorance is solved only by a gnosis awakening. So now we have the awakening. Now we have the great awakening. Do you see where this is going? Christ doesn't save us by his death on the cross, but by his life of teaching mysteries. And that's what the whole Gospel of St. Thomas is the mysteries of a so-called Jesus that's not the same Jesus. This awakening comes through knowledge. And that's what a Gnostic is, someone that you're full of pride because you think you know more than everyone else. And that's kind of what I think happened in the faith movement. If you weren't in the faith movement, boy, you looked down upon people that didn't have that knowledge and they didn't follow Brother So-and-so. What's wrong with you? You're not in the latest. You know, something wrong with you. The awakening of individual is a cosmic event. Now, what does this mean? The cosmic event of salvation through gnosis involves a kundalini awakening. So what does this all mean about, some people wrote books, and this is a Catholic who turned Gnostic, and he makes a case for understanding the Gnostic serpent spiritually in terms of the Hindu yoga tradition of kundalini energy. Watch out for people that are always talking about your energy. Yeah. This one guy I listened to, I was like, he's in New Age because he's talking about the energy, kundalini. Personal identity and the identity of God are fused. You become so one with God. And he adds, as early as the first century, Gnostic Christians were practicing a fully developed system of kundalini yoga very similar to what's described and practiced in India today. So the Kundalini whole thing is Hinduism. Isn't that something? We thought we were getting the Holy Spirit. When you are awakened, your Kundalini, that chemical energy, the right within us to be properly distributed through the central nervous system as it ascends up the spine to our brains. I'm not going to go into too much of that, but just a couple more things on this Gnostic. Gnostic religion demoralized the God of the Old Testament. Beware of people that tell you the Old Testament is to be done away with. Red flag. Why? The Gnostics call the God of the Old Testament the Creator. They call him ignorant, arrogant, stupid and mad, etc. So basically, the Gnostics believe the opposite of what the Bible teaches. Everything the Bible teaches, it's changed. Listen to this one. Teaching that Sophia sent the serpent to Eden as a hero bringing light and wisdom. Teaching that this serpent was the first appearance of the Gnostic Christ. Teaching that the Sodomites were the great incorruptible race. Wow. And victims of being burned in brimstone and fire unjustly. Wow. They hate the message of hell. Gnostics also showed contempt for being fruitful and multiplying. Wow. Like it's the evil creator's trap and produce beasts in his image. So they allegedly oppose the Adam and Eve model for human behavior that they encourage androgyny and other alternatives as in the Gospel of Thomas. And this is what I shared with you last week. In the Gospel of Thomas, the Bible says don't take on books that are added on. You think don't add on or take away. This is their Jesus said to them, when you make the two into one and make the inner like the outer and the outer like the inner and the upper like the lower, so make the male and the female a single one so that the male won't be male or the female female. This is Gnosticism because they believe when Adam and Eve fell, they were one and then the fall was they split into a man and a woman. So now to come back, they have to, the Baphomet, change. So if you're born one way, then you have to add in. And you would not believe the industry that supports this. You have no idea. You think it's not happening? Well, they're doing it to the children now. So if they're doing it now and they're bringing it out in the open, do you know how long they've done this?
Yes.
Do your own research on this. Because it's, when I first started hearing it, I didn't believe it. Because you're blind. You're blind to the matrix because you're taught certain things. And I was extremely ignorant, and I thought lawyers were good and politicians were good. And I didn't have time to study all this like I have the last 10 years. It's like, oh my word, I don't hardly trust any of them now. And even gospel people, I question, I look, I'm like, okay, who's funding them? Ask questions. And if they're not following the Bible, then don't follow them. Read your own Bible. Don't read books about the Bible, because that's what got me in trouble. I thought, well, they know more than me. I'm just going to, read their books because they know. Well, there was all Gnosticism. The whole Word of Faith and the NAR, all of this stuff, the apostles and prophets, all this stuff is totally a move in the mainstream churches now. And we have very few voices that will even dare talk about it. Just a little more. So they oppose the Adam and Eve model for human behavior that they encourage androgyny and other alternatives, as in the Gospel of Thomas. We talked about that. And what happens is Gnosticism, now that it's come in mainstream, it serves mostly as a bridge for paganism to infiltrate Christianity. They're so threatened by the true gospel. They're so threatened by truth. And the fact that you know truth, be thankful.
Amen.
Be so thankful. And that you've come out of these. The New Age spirituality is an electric mix of Eastern mysticism, self-help therapy, paganism, and other philosophies. The New Age that they're talking about is just old Gnosticism. Nothing new under the sun. This has all happened in the Old Testament. I think that's why they don't want people to read the Old Testament, because a lot of this stuff, and the essence of New Age philosophy is the unity of the world's religion as diverse paths with the same goal. Doesn't matter, you know, what you... And then, lastly, I wanted to close with Paul Harvey. Now, 1965, my dad used to listen to him. Was he an insider? I don't know, you guys decide. Ask questions. So he said, if I were the devil... Now, this was... I'm not going to read the whole thing. It's too long. But this was 57 years ago. And I'm just going to read parts of it. Paul Harvey broadcasted, if I were the devil, how accurately he prophesied the future. Many of his statements were considered ridiculously outlandish at that time in history. So here's what he said, if I were the devil. And just again, you can look it up online. I'm only going to share a few things. He said, if I were the devil, if I were the prince of darkness, I'd want to engulf the whole world in darkness. So I'd set about however necessary to take over the United States. I'd subvert the churches first. Go after the churches, undermine the churches first. I'd begin with a campaign of whispers. With the wisdom of a serpent, I would whisper to you as I whispered to Eve. Do as you please. To the young, I would whisper that the Bible is a myth. I would convince them that man created God instead of the other way around. I would confide that what's bad is good, and what's good is square. And the old, I would teach to pray after me, our Father which art in Washington. If I were the devil, again, this is Paul Harvey, I'd soon have families at war with themselves, churches at war with themselves, and nations at war with themselves until each in its turn was consumed. Basically, that's divide and conquer. If I were the devil, I would encourage schools to refine young intellects but neglect to disciple emotions. Just let those run wild until before you knew it, you'd have to have drug-sniffing dogs and metal detectors at every schoolhouse door. This was 57 years ago. He said, I would have judges promoting pornography. Soon I would evict God from the courthouse, then from the schoolhouse, and then from the House of Congress. Paul Harvey, if he was the devil. And in his own churches, I would substitute psychology for religion and deify science. Trust the science. This one's hard for me to read, but I think I will. I would lure priests and pastors into misusing boys and girls and church money. If I were the devil, I'd take from those who have and give to those who want until I had killed the incentive of the ambition. We call that socialism. 57 years ago. And what do you bet? I could get whole states to promote gambling as a way to get rich. I would convince the young that marriage is old-fashioned, that swinging is more fun. Swinging is kind of a 57-year-old word. That swinging is more fun, and what you see on TV is the way to be. And lastly, if I were the devil, I'd just keep on doing what he's doing. Paul Harvey, have a good day. Wow. Isn't that amazing? So let's pray. As Psalms 94:16 said, who will rise up for me against the evildoers? Who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? There is a revival going on, but it's a revival of Gnosticism. Father, we ask you to help us see where the devil really is. In our church, we never talked about him. We acted like he didn't exist. But you said he's come to steal, kill, and destroy. That's his mission. But you've come that we might have life and have it more abundantly. So, Father, our focus on it is on a new heaven and a new earth. We know that we're just passing through these times of darkness. And as people come out of the closets, people are going to be surprised if they don't have leaders telling them what's coming. Because Gnosticism is in the world. It's not just in the church, but it's everywhere. So, Father, we thank you for giving us eyes to see and ears to hear and a heart to follow you. Help us stand. Having done all to stand, give us protection as people go this weekend doing what they need to do, traveling mercies. Father, keep us. We ask you for divine connections in this hour, friends that we can really trust, friends that walk with you, that will walk with us. In Jesus' name, we all said,
Amen.
Amen.
If you would like to see more messages from Roberta on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to her YouTube channel, Roberta Morrison, and also her backup channel, Roberta Morrison 2. Hit the bell button to be notified of new messages from her. Be sure to check out her YouTube playlist for other messages that interest you. Go to the livinginhispresence.org webpage and click on the top center to go see her messages. There are free audio downloads of the messages available also. We are viewer supported. On the main webpage at the top right is a give button. Thank you for watching, and see you next time.